Hello, this is Denise Yon, and welcome to the Brand is Business Bites podcast. The Brand is Business Bites podcast gives you a taste of insights and information about brands, businesses, and the people who work on them. It's available on iTunes. For more stuff for your brain to chew on, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. Today's podcast asks, is sorry the hardest word for companies? When it comes to mishaps, most companies seem to have adopted Discovery's song, It's Not My Fault, as their anthem. But it would be so much better for them to follow Akon's lead and plainly state, sorry, blame it on me. To be clear, I'm not talking about issuing apologies for the sweeping mistakes companies have made for, say, running our economy into the ground, nor about mea culpas for the indiscretions of executives with poor personal judgment. I don't even mean the situations in which a company clearly screwed things up for a customer, like failing to provide a promised service or selling a defective product. By now, companies who haven't figured out the importance of an appropriate apology in these situations are just helpless and hopeless. I'm talking about saying sorry for little things, the millions of forgettable occurrences that happen every day as companies go about their business and end up inconveniencing or disappointing or causing some trouble for their customers. I recently had two experiences that exemplify the right and wrong way to handle these apologies. First, earlier this week, American Airlines sent out the email to their elite customers, notifying that their double elite qualifying miles had been posted to their accounts. 6 hours later, another email followed. It stated, "We need to advise you of a correction to the email you received earlier today regarding the posting of your double elite qualifying miles, which counted toward your 2009 qualification. The additional elite qualifying miles that have been posted to your account will appear on your January summary, which will be available on AA.com on Monday, January 11th. We apologize for the confusion. The below email has been revised to reflect this change." Given that this was an email communication about a relatively inconsequential error, most people might not have given it even a second thought. But it made an impression on me because I thought it fell short of a good apology. Why the hem and hawing of the phrase, "we need to advise you, blah, blah, blah"? Why not just start off with, "we're sorry, we sent you incorrect information earlier today"? And they shouldn't be apologizing for the confusion, they should apologize for the error. Confusion makes it sound like the reader is the one who was mistaken. Instead of using a bunch of words that sound vaguely like corporate conflict avoidance, Americans should have simply and directly stated that they made a mistake, and they're sorry. The other experience happened after I made a reservation at the local location of Trulux, a fine dining restaurant chain. Some friends and I had decided to take advantage of the $30 dinner special the restaurant was offering as part of San Diego's Restaurant Week. The next day, they called me back to apologize and explained that their special was actually $40. The $30 price that had previously been posted on the Restaurant Week website had been a mistake that they were sorry for. The caller was pleasant, direct, and apologetic. She was also gracious when I asked to cancel my reservation. I don't do $40 specials in San Diego. New York, maybe, but not here. Neither of these interactions were really important, right? The note from American Airlines was one of several emails I got from them this week. The Trulux phone call lasted less than 30 seconds. One might think I'm making a big deal out of nothing. But I would argue that it's the little things that companies do that show their true colors and ultimately shape people's brand perceptions. One of the tools I use when working with my clients is a brand touchpoint wheel. A brand touchpoint wheel provides a visual representation of all the ways people interact with the brand and how they work together, or in some cases don't, to impact people's perceptions of the brand. You can go to my blog and download an overview of a brand touchpoint wheel. When I headed a brand and strategy for Sony Electronics, we assembled a wheel that featured over 270 different touchpoints for that brand. I help companies develop and use the wheels to identify and prioritize their touchpoints and understand the changes that internal groups need to make in order to optimize those touchpoints. Apologies like the ones I describe above are indeed brand touchpoints. In American's case, their apology reinforced the cold corporate personality I already associate with the brand, despite being a loyal customer thanks to those platinum handcuffs. Trulux approach endeared me to the brand, and the next time I'm looking for a special occasion restaurant, I'll be sure to consider them. Companies need to realize the importance of every touchpoint. Sir Elton may be right in that sorry seems to be the hardest word, But companies that say it well earn customers R-E-S-P-E-C-T as only Aretha Franklin can sing it. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so your brain will always be filled with good stuff to chew on. For more information or to contact me directly, please visit my website at deniseleeyan.com. Take care and thanks again.